perspective that sees the world the way he said it from the Kotzker Rebbe. The Kotzker Rebbe said the key in life is to know that in your two pockets you have two things. And one is Bishvili Nivra Olam, and the other is Anoichi Afar Ve'efer. Those are the two perspectives that we have. And the key to life, the Kotzker Rebbe said, is to know when to take out Anoichi Afar Ve'efer, that I'm nothing, and when to take out Bishvili Nivra Olam. There's a tradition, and you could probably find in the Psukim themselves, that Bilam was lacking in terms of being a tremendous Baal Gaiva. Bilam was a Baal Gaiva. Hence, he was blind in one eye. Shisum ha'ayin. He was blind in one eye. He only saw things from the perspective of Bishvili Nivra Olam, and he didn't know when to take out the perspective of Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. So it just dawned on me, as I was preparing to sit down with the Talmidim Ayikarim, it just dawned on me that the next pasuk actually says something different than what I heard from my Rebbe. Consistent, but different. So it says, "Vayisa mish aloy vayoymar nuum Bilam b'noy va'or unum hagever shesuma oyim nuum shim shoymea imre kel machaze shakai yechaze noifel ugluye noyim." He's describing himself that when he falls down, of course, there's a contrast to Moshe Rabbeinu. He doesn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu panim el panim, but when he falls down, so then, gilui inayim, then his eyes are revealed. So it actually works beautifully. In other words, that when Bilam is seeing bechinas nevua, so then he's seeing it with both eyes. But Bilam himself was blind in one eye. And Rabbosai, this is such an important yesod in Avodas Hashem. And that is the yesod, to be able to see things from a balanced perspective. I want to share with you today, everyone here is Zocha to be in Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael, know the pleasures and challenges of living in Arzeinu HaKdosha. But I was just internalizing the scene. Just a few hours ago, I was coming back from yeshiva. Our bus picks us up at Shar HaShvot. And today at Shar HaShvot is a magnificent scene. The whole scene is miraculous. I saw a lot of Hasidim heading towards Har HaZeisim. And there was terrible traffic jams, and all the Israelis are honking on the horns. In the meantime, you have the Arabs all coming from the East Jerusalem, all heading towards Silwan, holding pitas in their bag, because they're still fasting in Ramadan. There are a couple of policemen trying to keep order on these thousands of people that are milling around, Yidin running to daven at the Kaisel. Then I realized that the Hasidim that are running to Har HaZeisim, and their buses full going to Har HaZeisim, today was the yahrzeit of the Arachayim. Terrible, terrible traffic. 2 hours worth of traffic. A couple of policemen trying to hold the whole shtiebel together. There are, and then the policeman turns around, and an Arab taxi driver, he held the cops, the traffic in one direction. An Arab taxi driver stops in his car, and he takes the place of the policeman. He says the exact opposite. He starts pulling the traffic in the opposite direction. It's a miracle. Rabbi Yisai, it's a miracle. Baruch Hashem, b'schus Arachayim HaKadosh, and amazing misim, so much zechuyas, b'schus avos that Klal Yisrael has. But there are many ways to look at that scene. My reaction when I look at that scene is that this is we're living l'malam and ateva. Nothing makes any sense over here. The other way to look at it, and some people look at it, and they say something along the lines, you see, only in this Medina this could happen. It's a perspective. You could have two people looking at the exact same perspective and see it in a totally different way. You could see sad things in that situation. You could see the shortcomings in people. Or you could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wow, this is amazing. What we're living is something that's absolutely amazing. A guy from Tel Aviv says, Rak b'Yerushalayim, Rak po dfukim. He said, everybody, I didn't translate that for the American audience. So when everybody sees it from their perspective. My Rebbe, Rabbi Reisman, would say, when someone gets off in Ben Gurion, what does he see? When you come to Arzeinu HaKadosh, what do you see? This is the theme of Shlach V'chul and the theme of the Meraglim. And that's something that is a tremendous avoda, that we could focus on what eye are we going to look at when we experience the special things that we do. It's fascinating. We learned in Daf Yomi, some people here are learning Daf Yomi. We learned in Daf Yomi, Moshe Rabbeinu has that eye of Anochi Afar Efer. We saw in the previous psukim that in previous parshas, Moshe is Anav Mikol Adam. But at the same time, what did we learn in Daf Yomi, Nedarim, and Daf Lamches? That Moshe Rabbeinu is a Gibor, Ashir, Anav, and Chacham. Moshe Rabbeinu was not only an Anav. Moshe Rabbeinu stood his ground also when he was supposed to. Moshe Rabbeinu had that sense of Bishvili Nivra Olam as well, despite his anivus. So that's something that a person needs to girdle himself with. He needs to girdle himself with Gevura, as well as to girdle himself with Anava, and at times the two live even simultaneously with each other. And what does this result in? After Bilam falls on his face and he says, Machaze Shaka Yechaze Noifel Uglu Yinoyim, Matoivu Ayalecha Yaakov Umishkanaisecha Yisrael. How beautiful are the tents of Yaakov, Mishkanosecha Yisrael. Now, Rav Rafi Ronis Shlita was ma'orer to me that there's, of course, everybody knows this. We don't need any of our friends to be ma'orer us for Rashi. One of the most famous Rashis in all the Torah says that what Bilam HaRosha saw was he saw the tents weren't open to each other and that there was the privacy of Klal Yisrael. Rav Rafi pointed out that there is another Nekuda over here in Matovo Alecha Yaakov Mishkan Asecha Yisrael. And that is the idea that privacy is not only about Tzniut, which it clearly is as well, and it's something that in a door that's so porous with the internet and so on, so much kochos, on the one hand, you know, we're recording this to put on the internet. On the other hand, it creates a door porous as well. And that's something we need to be mechazek ourselves in. But there's something else that is connected to the fact that there are batei mar mechuvanim zeh lazeh, and that is that what happens when we live privately is we begin to see the world from the perspective of our neshama and not the neshama of others. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every single one of us with a chelek elokam imal. That's a unique neshama. There's a shalshelas, ha'atzilus, in which every neshama comes down to the world. The Bala Tanya speaks about this, barichus, barichus, barichus. Why? Why is it so important? Because that's our spiritual DNA. That's the unique component of every single one of us. And just like Maseches Bava Kamma, it's so natural to us that Maseches Bava Kamma is different than Maseches Gittin. It's just as different, if not a zillion times more different, that Gittin is from Bava Kamma is the difference between Reuven's neshama versus Shimon's neshama. And therefore, when Rashi says in the famous, famous Rashi, Al Shera Pischeim She'ena Mechuvanim Zemol Zeh,